see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that'll wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of the show and brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. I'll be the one same. Family, welcome this afternoon on this beginning of the week. And I'm glad you all joined us today. Family, you know, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and then I'm going to talk today about the UN's declared total war on the family, you know, and this has everything to do with the takedown of America, and it always has. I mean, right now, you know, everybody's scrambling to hear about the next Christian patriot rhetoric and we're going to take back America. Well, hey, take something back you never had in the first place. We never had it. People are looking for ways out, trying to escape the coming tribulations in every way possible. One way is denying it. Well, stand in the middle of a train track and deny the train's coming. Family, God's going to judge this world. Do you think that God is going to allow all the evil that is operated in this world, the death of millions of children on ritual sacrifice wars pre-planned? He's going to let that go? No, he's not. But they build us up in America to be a military power, actually beginning in 1897. Sinking of the Maine was a false flag that did it. That was why it was a false flag, to justify reestablishment of a military after we were torn down from a civil war, after we got through massacring the Indians in the 1870s. And in Europe, they were taking on the... In Japan, they were taking on the samurai warrior to get it prepared. Japan prepared for the war in Russia in the 20th century. All that was being orchestrated at one time. by design. And that's a fact. The Last Samurai episode was a Frenchman, not an American like the movie with Tom Cruise in it or whatever. It was a Frenchman, actually, and it's a true story. So while we were taking down the Indians, moving them out and putting them on reservations to make sure they stayed there, and subjugating the blacks at the same time, then in Japan, they were getting ready to eliminate the lifestyle of the samurai to make Japan an industrialized nation for the reason to foment a war between Japan and Russia that was to take place like 30 years later. You get the idea here? And then by 1880s, 1890s, they're preparing for the wars of the 20th century, already set up, Nazism, fascism, communism was already established, operating in various sect groups, activists in Europe. Oh, yeah. Is all being laid out by the Illuminati, by the Jesuits, murderers, all of them, and the secret societies within our own country, working against you as Americans, against your ancestors, was our very own secret societies. That is the enemy of this country, are the secret societies under the guise of protecting us. It's like saying, I'm beating you, not because I really want to, but just because you need it, and I think it's going to do you some good. So just take the bruises as I beat you. That's their thinking process. They think that the ends justify the means. Problem is, for them, they do not realize that they will be targeted by the very people they're working for in the Illuminati. They will take down the Knights of Malta. They will take down the Rosicrucians. They're not bloodline. They will most certainly execute all Freemasons. It is in their planning process. It's going to happen. Once the Great White Brotherhood has total control, they're going to double-cross all the secret society members and start killing them. And they won't even know they're dying. They'll die, I quote the Illuminati, as if by some illness, unquote. And that's a promise. It will happen. And God will allow it. All the good deeds you do will mean nothing, because you turned away from God by what we've done. The idea is to seek Jesus Christ. Now, if you exactly the answer to all this, as I've said many times before, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. People don't realize it's more than just a scripture. It is the only answer. There is no other answer. No other answer exists except 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We've got 19 states with homosexual marriage ban lifted. Where's the reversal process of eliminating all 19 states? We're in the process of approving or having abortion that's legalized and marijuana legalized. Now, I'm not taking a personal position. I'm telling you what's going on. I'm not for or against. I'm playing a neutral part here. I'm telling you what they're doing. And the quantum physics of this universe is that when we turn against God, he's going to step back from us and allow Satan full reign. And Satan does not like any human being on this planet. He wants you dead. He wants your soul to go to hell. This is exactly what's going on today. Now, it's hard for some people to take, but these are the facts of it. You see? And the Bible supports it. The Bible has told us what will happen. It just hasn't told us when it's going to happen. That's the only thing, is the when part. I didn't say W-I-N. I said W-H-E-N. That's the biggest part right there, is the when part. They've been trying this since Nimrod, Alexander. 20th century, 6 times already. God has held them at bay because of humans praying, because of still trusting in the Lord, but it's getting smaller and smaller, and it's planned that way. And feminism fits right into the role perfectly. Now, I'm going to talk about feminism this week and the takedown of America and how they're doing it. If you don't know how they're doing it, you're not going to know what you're up against. You see, they got UN troops stationed throughout the United States. China has 288 foreign trade zones, is sovereign Chinese territory, industrial parks, and Americans, they're working for them, are doing just that, keeping quiet. Everybody thinks it's a secret. Well, from the locals that live in these towns and cities that have the foreign trade zones, it is a secret. They don't even know what they are, not even asking the questions. I know for a fact, because I went out in different places here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and I have seen new faces. And I will tell you, purposely, I plant myself next to them. I strike up a conversation with someone, and I make sure they hear what I say. And one day, I think two weeks ago, I was talking a little bit loud so they could hear me, and there were new faces. I knew they were not from here. And I started talking about the foreign trade zones. And the 288 of them, I got their attention right quick. And when I finished up with how they destroyed this town, like they did Detroit on purpose, and how they're going to bring the Chinese, who's going to come in and close down the industrial parks when they declare martial law, I said, hey, I said, what? Who do you work for? Yeah, so that's how they're doing it. You see, that's real sneaky. Everybody thinks they're going to be rewarded. They're not. Not at all. Y'all better know who you're with, who's against you, if you're into this game that they're playing, but they will lose. The Chinese are going to lose. The Russians are going to lose. America's going to lose. And Jesus Christ is going to allow Satan to operate. And it's called the tribulation period. First seal will be a period of peace and prosperity. That's to lull the human race into a false sense of security. And then judgment's coming. But the glory of it is in the supernatural millennium that these preachers out here aren't talking about. The glory of being with your Father in heaven and escaping eternal punishment. Family, this is going to happen. But you can escape it, eternal punishment. There's going to be tribulations. There's going to be persecution. By taking Jesus as your Savior. And doing the right things. God is working in people's lives today. He's making miracles happen. That, yeah, sure, you can explain them away to a certain extent. But when we really look at them, it's God working in people's lives. You want to see the supernatural? Oh, it's coming. Yeah, it's coming, all right. That supernatural's on the way. Be careful what you wish for. You're liable to get it. They did the supernatural in the days of Noah. And after the days of Noah, about the giants, about the supernatural events, the real angels that appeared, not aliens, never was, never has been aliens, are going to appear. Well, I'm going to talk today about feminism and how they've used it as a tool, a weapon against the United States. And it's our own Americans. Secret societies. Let's take back America. Okay. First you start in the White House. Then you go to the CEOs of every corporation and those that are Freemasons at the highest level, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and do a background check and find out who's a murdering Jesuit. And you take them out, every single one of them. You can't have one cancer cell in any of the military. Politics, or business, or finance. So that means you got a lot of work to do, fellas, out there, whoever doing it. And if you got any members that, in your Take Back America movement, that are Knights of Malta, they are traitors to you. And they will see you dead and not bother them at all. And they'll come at your cookout and smile at you. Because they've taken a blood oath against you. This is serious, what I'm talking about. Very serious. Because the secret societies have a plan for a new Atlantis. They believe that when this nexus comes up, this evolution of man or whatever is going to happen, which is not going to happen, that they're going to be the saints in the new world. This is their anticipation. This is what Satan is lying to them for, to pull them in. But you that accept Jesus, the meek shall inherit the earth. And the meek is not weak. Moses and Jesus were called meek in the Bible, and neither one of them were weak. They've changed the wording. They've changed the definitions of today. That's why you can't update any Bible. It's nonsense. You have to go with what they did in the days of 1600. That Bible stands as it stands today. No changes. Only corrections of spelling, misspelling because of Gutenberg. That's all. Never any revisions. Never. Additions, no revisions. That's a Masonic and Jesuit lie telling you that there have been revisions. They will lie to their own mother. They will lie because of the blood oath that they take. And why that doesn't darken their soul, I don't understand it. How they can't come to a realization that they've just taken a blood oath to God to lie. I don't understand why someone with an IQ over 50 can't realize that. But I guess they don't. One way, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast now, and we're going to talk about just the impact of feminism and what it's really done and what it's really for. And it'll morph into other areas, I'm sure, as I go along. But I'll explain it all. So we're going to dedicate the broadcast, as I do. And let's get moving. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together again in another week, Father, that we're all here, Lord, that we're praying in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Lord, we lay them upon the cross. Lord, keep us humble that we may see the truth, that our eyes will be opened, that, Father, we'll be led down the right path, that, Father, when we fall away and move off the path, that you'll convict us back on. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this network. We thank you, Father, for the miracles that you give us. And, Father, to open our eyes and the discernment to see those miracles, as sometimes we may overlook them. Father, to slow us down, to give us that moment that, Father, we can see the beauty of your love, Father, the wisdom you give us, Lord, but to settle our minds, to cover us in the blood of Jesus, to keep that Satan away, to keep those demons back, that, Father, we can spread the gospel. We can care about each other. And, Lord, we not get caught up in all this fervor that's going on. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our veterans, Lord, that's been attacked by these psychotropic drugs that's been put in their bodies, by the vaccinations that's causing them to have these diseases. Lord, and the microchips, the voice-to-skull technologies being introduced to them, causing 20-some suicides per day. Lord, we need to have some way, supernaturally, to stop it. And, Lord, we need divine appointments to witness to those contemplating suicide that, Father, they'll be deterred, they'll be stopped, and, Lord, they'll accept Jesus as Savior to prevent it. Lord, that we need families to be awakened in some way, Lord, through your Holy Spirit and your supernatural power. Lord, we pray for children that's being abducted. We pray, Father, for their release, Father, for their comfort, and, Father, to give them courage, give them a blessing, Lord, and, Father, to protect their families, to give them the courage to deal with his missing children, Lord. But, Father, we need to see Jesus Christ back here. We need him to come back, Lord, to take this land back. And, Lord, to be our leader, to be our king in this world. Lord, we need that help. We need the supernatural to come and show itself, Lord, that, Father, we'll see that you're there. And, Father, that the word of the love of Jesus Christ will be spread throughout the land by the watchmen. That, Lord, we'll bring them up. And they'll have the courage to step out from where they are and start speaking the truth. And, Lord, we pray for an awakening of the clergy today, the ministers, the preachers, the rabbis and priests. Father, they'll come out of the lies, they'll come out of the churches and start teaching the truth. And, Father, to get away from these government-controlled churches and get away from these mega churches, and, Father, to expose those and the Freemasons, that are on the pulpit, to expose those that's in the secret societies that's on the pulpit. And Lord, to bring out those that's not, that they'll speak out the truth and the sound across this land like a trumpet. And Lord, we pray today, pray this week, Father, you got us in our Bible studies, that you'll guide us, Lord, in our broadcasts. And Father, you'll give us wisdom, sermon to keep us straight, to Father, we can preach the true gospel. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, when you go back to the beginning of the Bible, it talks about Adam and Eve. And I kind of feel like I'm starting over again. Because last week I kind of like pinned the tail on the donkey. I was hitting on the little bit of everything, the feminist movement, the New World Order, a little bit of everything last week. But how can I say this? You have different kinds of alchemy. You have physical chemistry. You got alchemy of the earth, alchemy of socialization. Alchemy is alternate chemistry. It's going against God. Alchemy is never good. Never. The good effects of it are temporary, always, to lure and make humans think that they're God. Look what I can do without God. That's what alchemy is. Alchemy is taught to the Freemasons at the highest level. Alchemy is taught to the Illuminati at the highest level. Their children, they start teaching pretty early. Alchemy is also witchcraft. You'll find a parallel initiation system of witchcraft and Freemasonry. And Freemasons don't know this. It's masked under a Christian facade. The first 3 degrees will actually argue with you. And they'll be right, because that's what they're taught. The highest level of Freemasonry is they're told to lie to the first 3 degrees by Albert Pike, his Morals and Dogma. I've got the quotes. I can't go ahead and quote them all right now because I get off on little rabbit trails every now and then. Well, more than every now and then. But there's a prong attack. You see, they have social engineers that study how cultures work. All cultures. And they have a plan that they plan 100 years in advance. Easily. America was planned even before the 12th century and put into effect in 1492 with plans to make the North American continent a diverse cultural land, eliminate all racial, pure races, to eliminate them, eradicate them, and combine all the races in America. It was like a big experiment. That's the American dream. It's not about wealth. They own all the wealth and always have. They've always owned the wealth. It's not about money. It's not about oil. It's not about politics. These things are used. But a North American continent is where everything is focused to bring in what's called the New Atlantis. Their playground. Back to where it was in the days of old. It's America. They've used up all their alchemy elements and chemicals and chemistry and products and so forth in the other countries. It's been used up. America is rich in resources. The salt. Oh, the Mormons know about salt and witchcraft and voodoo. Oh, absolutely. And they know about the richness of the California and the Colorado Mountain, the Colorado, the river, the Grand Canyon, that was carved out by the flood. They know all about that. The indigenous population was to be extinguished. that be the Mexicans and the Indians. They needed the whites to do it. But the whites had to run away because they were being murdered by the Vatican. From 1200 to 1400, 1500 was part of the Inquisition. And the Inquisition was designed to chase those out of Europe into the North American continent and created religion for them. And that's where a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther came in. He's pretty much protected. They exiled him, make it look good, but they murdered Tyndall and Wycliffe, threw Erasmus in the jail, prison, dungeon, because they were true Christians, but Martin Luther was not. Neither was John Calvin. They worked for the Vatican behind closed doors. Because now, you see, Tyler's eight steps comes into play. I'd say getting murdered any time that the Vatican wanted to, between 1200 and 1400 A.D., was a bondage. You had no say-so. Didn't even know what the Bible said because the Vatican would read it in Latin and it'd lie. So by 1500, by 1492, 1500, man, people were ready to leave Europe. Let's just get out of here. We got a religion, Protestantism. There's your second phase, your second stage. Bondage, a movement or a religion is invented, designed, created to give them courage, step three. Step four is they can seek liberation. It follows exactly those four steps. There's four more that follow up. But to have abundance and to be selfish as is the sixth stage, apathy, and then back to bondage is the United States. It's worked perfectly. Almost exactly the planned 250 years that it takes to do it. Now, they can accelerate these steps. Look up Tyler. Well, family, that's how they've done it. And then it was first the Indians were already here. Mexicans, they lived here. And then in 1400, see, they were already checking in the year 10th and 11th century, making plans. And the plans, they planned way ahead, way ahead. When it came time, the second cultural group was the white folk. It's very important. And then, let's first be friends with the Indians, and then we'll take them out later. That's what it ended up being. Fabian society, evil to the absolute core. Also, setting up for the feminist movement centuries ahead. From their perspective, man is, from the biblical perspective, the man is head of household. As Adam, when kicked out of the garden, became the toil in the field. Bring home the bacon. The wife is the homemaker, the teacher, the instructor, the lover, the woman that takes care of the house while the man's out working. This is God's plan, sorry, but that's how he worked it out. That's how it's supposed to be. And you teach your children. She taught the children. He was a disciplinarian. That's the way it's supposed to work out. So the alchemy changed all that. When you change the alchemy of a body, change the alchemy of God's principles by using alchemy in some way, when you change the role that he set up, it goes against God's principles. Now, they have to abide, the fallen angels, the demonic realm, and their associates, their slaves more like it, that's your Illuminati and your secret societies and those that work with them over generations. They have to abide, especially the supernatural, they have to abide by the principles that God set forth. So what they try to do is manipulate the principles, and that's where alchemy comes in. To manipulate the principles of God, including the laws. That's what's going on around us. Why we're worrying about sports and golf and watching cars go around a racetrack 500 times. What's it do on the first time? It goes around the track. What's it do the 25th time? It goes around the track. What does it do with the, you got the point. And then the golf game. I mean, really. You got one man out there, Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods, whatever generation you lived in, don't matter, they're all the same. And they hit this little old white ball, and it goes way down, God knows how far, 200 yards, I don't know, whatever. And you've got, you know, over 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people. Some of them you can't even see the golfer at a certain position. They follow this little old white ball. And they watch this guy hit this little old white ball in this little old hole. Oh, it's skill or whatever, but who cares? And all you can do is use binoculars to see it happen. And everybody sees that little old ball, that little old hole, and everybody claps. It's all great. And then they're all broken up. And then TV, it's another story. It's better to watch it from TV, I guess, if you're going to watch it, because it always gets a close-up. But if you're out there, unless you got a pair of big binoculars or a telescope, it ain't going to do you any good. You get the point. You're out there. It's done. It's over. He gets a green jacket or whatever the heck it is. I don't know. Don't care. And you just go home. And the next day you get up and go to work or you go to church or something. And so what? Now what? Now what do you do? Go play a little golf yourself? Then what? Have you studied the scriptures? Have you tried to learn how they're operating in your life? Have you know what your kids are being taught in school? The garbage they're being taught? Did you know, and some of you, my regular listeners, you've heard me say it many times before. If you haven't, you better look up the word humanism. Humanism goes against God. That is Satan's religion, humanism, secular humanism. It goes along with feminism, exalting man above all. Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, 1930, said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism." Did you get that word? Every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. And confirming it, 57 years later, is Herbert London of New York University. Humanism, Marxism, socialism, it's all the same. Georgia N. Geyer, 59 years later. Roger Kimball, 59 years later. Bertrand Russell, NEA Congress, Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard. Apparently, they all confirmed this. I'm not going to go with the quotes again like I usually do, but this is what they're doing. Why we are engaged in all these activities, and that's what the activities are all about. Okay. Mixed martial arts, for example. I'm not going to get into a dialogue on this, but mixed martial arts is nothing more than the gladiators of old. Now, it pains me to say that because I was in the martial arts for 30 years, Marine Corps for 12. And I've been teaching and learning and preparing even instructors to teach self-defense and all that. So I have had a love of fighting. Oh, it's exhilarating. It's like a drug, man. Getting hit, you heal, so what? You know, my attitude. Back when. Mixed martial arts brings a lot of blood because the professional wrestling wasn't bringing enough. And pro football, fantasy football, it doesn't bring enough either. So we need something more bloody, and it's working too. People love mixed martial arts. You ever see how brutal they are? No different than the gladiators of old. Notice that. But people love it. Okay. 1966, they planned it that way. It's called Blood Games. Designed by the Iron Mountain Commission. That one of many other objectives to control people. This is the purpose of it. This is documented. I'm not giving speculation. You have been manipulated. You see? It's by design. We're going to control them. How? We're going to bring... We got mixed martial arts? You'll have that. Okay. Because the professional wrestling is not bloody enough. Let's make it more bloody. And let's keep it going in the video games. This is the only purpose of these games, of these events, of all this, to keep you distracted, to keep you bloodthirsty, keep you tied up for everybody. This is not an after effect. This is the purpose. Oh, yeah, people make money at it. They make little toys and dolls and Ventura and all these other, like Swatson Nazi and Ventura, the head, and whatever else. They make them governors? You got to be kidding me. It's like putting Adolf Hitler in a child protective service. Come on now. Yet you make them politicians. You make them governors. Imagine that. They come on TV. TV is scripted. From the time you turn on to the time you turn off, everything's scripted. Everything. There's no exception. There's no such thing as reality shows. It's all mind manipulation. 1950s, they knew you had the nuclear family. Wife stays home, does all the stuff that wives do. Husband goes to work, does all the stuff husband work and do. Right? Kids go to school. Well, the ones that don't go to school, and the ones that come back from school, oh, daddy's still working. Guess who's with her? The mother is. And the mother is the what? The teacher. The one who loves them, who protects them and bandages up their wounds and their butt when they get spanked. You know, that's the way it goes. You see, a child does not feel loved if they're not punished. Now, the problem with that is families are taught to punish too much. It's called being beaten, abused. That's not good. But righteous punishment. God punishes us when we are bad. He draws away from us. He pulls away. Things start happening that make us really unhappy, to say the very least. That withdrawal of love, per se. But now we've become a society of allowance. And what it does, it creates a child that's not disciplined and angry because they don't feel loved. Even though you give them everything on Christmas, they still don't feel loved because they're not disciplined in the proper way. They don't feel loved. Now you got husband, wife, or mother. Oh, it's really going to be cool, huh? Okay, in the 1950s, in comes the soap opera, TV. The woman sits home, does her work, leaves the TV on. There's that darn TV and radio. And she's got soap operas all scripted out. Those were designed to start the deterioration of the family. The commercials, sexist beyond belief. It's been designed. So whether your children were going to school, A, B's, and C's, and so forth, the wife is home being educated on feminism or being educated on adultery, educated to distrust, educated on all the things going on in the soap operas. You know what those are. And the husband's working to bring home the bacon. And then said, okay, now let's tear it all up. And that began in the year 1945. Exactly. To control and take down America began in the mid-40s by design. An incredible, unbelievable design. It's mind-boggling on how they did it. So, one, it's kind of a, you have to sporadically read it. When you get into it, it finally gets good, but it's their playbook. It's called The Changing Images of Man. And it was prepared by the Center for the Study of Social Policy, SRI, International. And is written, edited by Markley and Harmon. It's their playbook. Changing Images of Man. It tells you right there. Reducing infant adult mortality rates by highly developed science and technology. But the problems when you do that, that's what they studied, was a regional overpopulation, the problems of the aged. When you have highly developed science and technology, the problems with that is hazard of mass destruction through nuclear biological weapons, vulnerability of specialization, threats to privacy and freedoms, surveillance technology, bioengineering. So if you have a success of machine replacement of manual and routine labor, there goes the husband and his job. You have exacerbated unemployment. So if you have exacerbated unemployment, what do you do with them? This is how they study it. How they take you down. How they tear you up. It's how Satan operates. If we have, for example, like Maslow's, remember Abraham Maslow's hierarchy needs? If we have success in satisfaction of basic needs, oh, the problem with that is you're going to have worldwide revolutions of rising expectation, rebellion against non-meaningful work. See how they think? If you have expanded wealth of developed nations and little pockets of affluence, well, the problem with that is it increases the gap between have and have-nots and the nations. So you keep them in debt. That's how they do it. If we succeed at this, here's the problem. Here's how we're going to stop it. You have frustration of the revolutions of rising expectation, exploitation. They can't have that. Pockets of poverty as well. So they think through these studies, and they think, how can we arise in a new world order, step by step, stage by stage? This is put out by Stanford. Changing Images of Man. This is how they detail it. And feminism plays right smack dab in it. Of destroying the family unit. It's quite interesting how they do it. You really get caught up in it if you're not careful. Freud, Edward Bernays. Oh, man. Those rascals fit into it big time. Well, the UN declared total war on the family. Karl Marx said, abolition of the family. You charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents. To this crime, we plead guilty. Here we go. Dr. G. Brock Chisholm, Director General of UN World Health Organization, in a speech on September 11, 1954, he said, the people who have taught us to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are the menace in the world. Did you get that? 1954, baby boomers. They sought after to eliminate the baby boomers in 1952-54. About this time, the women are subjugated and the drudgery of housework, can't smoke, can't vote, you're substandard, etc. You better wear makeup or you're ugly. You see what they've done? And here, Miss America, where do you think that came from? Here is our idea, Miss America. Oh, baloney. It was prepared to make everybody else feel bad. And for the men to lust, the women to say, well, I just don't measure up. It's subconscious. Do you all understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand how evil this has really become? It's something we see as an icon. Here comes Miss America. Well, I wish I looked like that. Whoa, Martha. I wish Martha. Martha. Elmer, you quit looking at that, boy. You see what's happened. And then they take this woman, who's been groomed for this for a long time, whoever she is, for this purpose only, and they put her throughout the United States to flaunt it for a whole year. Until the next time. And the next time. And then they got down to Miss Teenage America. Uh-oh. Then they got down to 7-8-year-olds. That's sick. And nobody's saying a word. Not a word is heard. And why is that? Little Miss 8-year-old with lipstick on her, looking like she's 25 or 30 years old. Y'all see what's happening right before our eyes that are icons in our country today? So you subjugate the women, and then you give them freedom. They'll be hungry for it. It's a hunger. Edward Bernays coined it, light up for freedom, because the women were first subjugated and said, you cannot smoke. What? Why would they say that? Why would you say, well, women, you can't smoke in public? Say what? Why would they even do that? Unless they're planning something. And in fact, Edward Bernays confirms with his own voice that the jingle they were going to use was light up for freedom. It's like the women don't realize they're being used. But yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah. Okay. If my husband can smoke or they can smoke, so can I. What do you think, ladies? Yeah, we agree with you. Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm neutral either way. I don't care. They can smoke or they can do cigars. They can, whatever. It's not my business. I'm telling you the psychological processes that they're using. They're manipulating the American public specifically. Because like Bill Cooper said, America is the last bastion, but they planned it that way. They know we're going to be the last one. We were the first one in 1492. And they knew it was going to be the last one right before they go to a new world order. It's been so planned. Now, I want to tell you something else before I continue. And you all remember this the rest of this week. Is that they lose this battle. They lose this war. They've lost it already. All this machination of going through and so forth and so on, the secret societies will not succeed. They're being led to believe they will, but they will not. Because God of this universe, the creator of heaven and earth and the universe, is way ahead of them. It's impossible for the created to defeat the creator. And for anyone to think so otherwise, it's got to be the most arrogant mind that ever was, or the most naive, or maybe the most lustful. Either way, you're going down. There's no way that knowledge can defeat the Creator when He knows what you're going to do before you even know you're going to do it. It's impossible. But Satan is letting them think that they are. Well, they practice the old United Front strategy, they call it, of finding the hot button issues that they can exploit with every group imaginable. They go after the homeless. They go after the gays. They go after the environmentalists, the feminists, the ethnic minorities, the clergymen, New Agers, labor unions, NAACP, ACLU, ADL, KKK, Black Panthers, family. These are all Al-Qaeda, which doesn't exist anyway. All these organizations, real or otherwise, are used to divide us all. And they have developed large cadres of what is called Enviro-Leninists, or Homo-Leninists, or Femi-Leninists. They call them sometimes Feminazi, Afro-Leninist, Peacenik-Leninist, Guru-Leninist, and Labor-Leninist, dividing us up. And the white folk, they got the Aryan Nation, they got the KKK. This is all planned ahead by this family group called the Illuminati. And the Jesuits carried on in a massive plan. Now, focusing on the feminist movement for today, I know that I'm not going to make too many friends this week, but I'm going to expose every bit of it that I can to hopefully try another strategy, try to get people to wake up and realize there's no such thing as a Christian patriot. when Jesus Christ comes back here, he's not going to say who are patriots with the old former America. You get on over here. Y'all in Israel, you get over there. Y'all in Europe, you get. It's not going to work that way. It never was supposed to in the first place. All the wars have been promulgated by the Illuminati and the Jesuits. All wars were set up long before the war actually took place. With the outcome of it, with about a 9% chance already figured out. Korea, Vietnam was planned to lose from the very beginning. There was no way we was going to win because they were not going to allow it to happen. Korea and Vietnam was to establish the communist fictional enemy, which became that fictional Cold War. It's all documented. I'm not making this up. Korea was set to lose by design, and so was Vietnam. They made sure that we would not win either war. The soldiers, Marines, sailors, Air Force, Coast Guard, whatever, fought bravely and believed in what they were told, that this was fighting for freedom and all that. But the hierarchy, their own government, European government, and the rest of them lied for this very reason the whole time. From sinking of the Maine until the 11th of August, 2014. Now, being a former U.S. Marine, I got a serious problem with that, but, you know, I'd like to be let loose in some way, but, you know, I'm here in this little old town, Mount Airy, and here we are. And I have a little old radio station here and, you know, doing my thing the best I can. But I'm not going to stop. If I got 10 people or 10,000 people, at least I touched somebody. It's my effort to at least bring something, I guess, to this world. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of bullies. I don't like them. And I believe in exposing them, like Jerry Boykin and like Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, some of these so-called theologians, and they're not, Benny Hine, Copeland, Joyce Myers. Most of your Congress who are Freemasons, once it's not, they're scared out of their pants to do anything else. In any case, why the family? Ashley Montagu. You know, I don't know if I pronounce her name right or not, but Montagu. You got that kind of French thing going on. She had a lecture in Anaheim, California, and she was speaking to 1,000 home economic teachers at one time. 9 November 1970 it was. She said, and I quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children," unquote. Now, that's just one small part of a speaker. Why did people just sit there and take it? When they say, "What are you talking about?" And they just walk out. Nobody does that. We talk, just go along with it. I think it's time people speak up. There's many ministries, religious and secular, that's created to solve the problems of the American family. But unfortunately, these particular ministries are committed to just treating the symptoms. None have discerned the basic cause that brought about these problems. One example is the 26 suicides per day of our veterans. You got this Council of Foreign Relations member, Illuminati, former military, by the way, Paul Rakoff, that works up in Washington, that's for 6 years has been trying to form a group to help the veterans and all that. No, they're there just to treat the symptoms, and the suicides have increased because they're there to make sure that they do. Just treat the symptoms. Fight the fire in the blaze, but not the source of it. The suicides are being caused by design. You go to my website, you'll see why. WatchmanForJesus.com, WatchmanForJesus.com, and I've got a study there. You can take it and go with it. This is how they do it. The family structure specifically, and it all comes together. The ultimate cause of this is sin, going against God's creation. Alchemy is part of it. The advocates of globalism are trying to corner that market and have been for generations. The disintegration, the taking down of the American family, has not just happened overnight. It's an important part of their global program. Husband's working, well, in the nuclear family. And the wife, mother, teacher are teaching the children while the husband's away in a nuclear family. So they know that children are imprinted at a very young age with their, parent transferred values, such as a belief in God and patriotism and all that. And now if you take those beliefs, they're obstacles to the creation of a global network of control. So it actually becomes essential for these globalists in the changing images of man to eliminate, take away this family influence at the earliest possible age. This is what they put their social engineers up to doing when we sit around all tied up and busy. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, M.D., from Harvard, no less, will attest to this. He said in front of 2,000 teachers at one time in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado, at a teachers' conference, 1973 now, 40 years after Charles Francis Potter said that all public schools are schools of humanism. It's like 43 years later or so. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, addressing 2,000 teachers, said the following. Listen carefully for those that may be new listeners. Every child in America that entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote. Now that was in 1973. So you're figuring he's talking to teachers that's teaching the baby boomers. The baby boomers today are 60 years old, or grandfathers and grandmothers. Or older fathers. So each decade, they chip away at your beliefs by design. Amazing, isn't it? You Freemasons out there. You Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus guys that do your stuff. You're a party to your own destruction. Did you know that? Thought you might want to know that. So, they had to eliminate, starting with the baby boomers in 1952-53, and did you know, look it up right now, did you know they put polio in polio vaccines, they put cancer cells in the polio vaccines of almost 90 million Americans in 1952-53, kids that were born then? Did you know that? The polio vaccines had cancer cells purposely placed in the vaccinations? In the polio vaccines? How about that? And you know, did you know that Reynolds, it's Illuminati, designed specifically pots and pans made out of aluminum? And the aluminum causes dementia and Alzheimer's, as do the vaccinations. Did y'all know that? It was done by design. It wasn't, let's use aluminum because it's lighter. Let's use aluminum so it'll start the killing process. You understand this? Y'all got to know what you're dealing with. You know, I'm sorry, you know, that that has to be this kind of a negative thing, but you got to know what you're doing, what's going on, who's doing it. You need supernatural help. It's the only way. Now, here we're going today, Christian patriots, take back our country and all this and all that. And yet in 1970s, they're talking about reducing it. So you got a little bit of push and pull here going on, don't you? Both ends working against the middle. Something's not going to work here, you see. And the Vietnam War, for example, was designed for many reasons, but one of them was to reduce the patriotism. That's why they had the returning veterans come back. No parades. They wanted to start the destabilization process with the baby boomers during the 1960s, 70s. Anti-war demonstrations. You mean we fought over there and we come back to this? That's what they wanted done. They wanted that to happen. You know, this is, you know, I'm not, this really torques my jaw bad, but y'all got to understand how these people think. Secret societies are the enemy of and within themselves. They plan that children imprinted very young age and the parent transferred values of the World War I, World War II era was patriotism. Because they needed that to foment World War I and World War II. That's why. And now they said, we're done with that. World War II is over, 1945. Now it's time to take it down and bring in a new big dog. And they knew it was going to take one, maybe two generations. And that's what happened. The Third World War is to bring us to a new world order. Between Islam and political Zionism, and people on both sides will fight each other to complete exhaustion, and the beast will take over the old Roman Empire. It will focus in on the Middle East. That's what their plan is. But beginning in 1945, Brock Chisholm again said, I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." He didn't leave much out, did he? Unquote. He didn't leave much out. Because before 1945, they needed to have men with individualism thinking because of wars. It was coming up. They needed to have a loyalty to family tradition because that's where the strength lies. They needed to have national patriotism so people would line up to be, you know, Pearl Harbor and sinking the Maine and so forth. And the banners and the you know, the posters. They needed national patriotism. They needed the religious dogmas. Then after 1945, they started the baby boomers to take it down. Now you see how it worked out. That's why it's amazing. You know, in the past, and continuing on to this era, the erasing of parental imprinting up to about 5 years old plus had been done by alienating the child and parent. By taking away the jobs, making houses easy to get, then no jobs, uh-oh, that means both parents have to work. Uh-oh. They cause problems in the families. What's the plan? You have a generation gap, an example. In the future, strategies are designed to remove the child physically from the presence of the parent. Public school. School of humanism. 8 hours a day. Changing the bell, changing the classes. That's part of the Masonic control. I mean, after all, they did it to Pavlov's dog. You're controlled by stimuli. Tavistock, 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 a behavior think tank of massive proportions in London. Plans a lot of this stuff. Look up Tavistock. There's your planning right there. They control all the colleges and universities in America, especially the ones in the part of the Council of Foreign Relations. They set up our 1960s cultural change. You know, the hippie days, rock and roll, baby. Yeah, groovy. I didn't say gravy, I said groovy. Well, Tavistock, actually, and I'll go over this very, very quickly, and then back to feminism. I'm laying the groundwork today. Tavistock was formed in 1921 by the Rockefellers. And it encompasses MIT. Is that high enough for you? MIT? Because that's exactly part. That's all small part. Small part. MIT. IPS. In 1963. Brookings Institute. Hudson Institute. National Training Laboratories. Wharton School of Economics, University of Pennsylvania. Kissinger, who was head of what's called the Star Group, Pentagram. The Star Group sets up protocols worldwide for insurance of all kinds, banking, there's your banking, real estate, high technology, cybernetics, HARP, communications, and so forth, and your Hollywood entertainment is part of this Pentagram, the Star Group, controlled by Kissinger, who answered to the Tavistock. You had Rand Corporation, Rand Paul, Rand, Ayn Rand, a witch. Ayn Rand wrote Atlas Shrugged, 1957. That's a playbook for the Illuminati. One evil woman. Club of Rome, depopulation, mass murder, in other words. Connected to Club of Rome is the Association for Human Psychology. It was formed up in 1957. Under Rand Corporation, under Tavistock, you got the CIA. Half of it formed by the Nazis we brought over in Operation Paperclip. And CIA, MKUltra, includes University of Rochester and 85 to 100 or more universities to recruit your children for their use in every college. Sandusky times 10,000. You all getting this now? Child euthanasia, allowing children to kill themselves. Disabled children can elect to die without the parents' consent. Is starting off in Oregon. Belgium's already approved it. So once they get the Child Euthanasia Act passed, what do they call it? I forgot the name of it. I can't think of the name of it right now. Right to Life or something like that. But anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. Then they're going to pass the International Rights of the Child of the UN, International Rights of the Child. They tried to pass through in 1989. They'll get that passed for sure. That means your child will have authority over you and say, well, Mom, I'm going to kill myself or write it on a piece of paper because I can't talk. I want to die. And they're giving drugs too, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And you can't do a thing about it. If you try to stop them, they will arrest you. That's coming. Is anybody going after it? There's a Christian organization or two that's trying to. This past month, I've heard of some coming up. Y'all better wake up. Focus on Oregon. Put a stop to it. Well, they're going to pass it anyway. It don't matter. You pray against it and still try to put a stop to it. You just don't sit and do nothing. You do something. Take action. Tavistock. Heritage Heritage Foundation. MK Ultra, they get the recruits out of the colleges and universities. Stanford Research Institute, SRI, Changing Images of Man. Harvard Psychiatric Clinic, Social Psychiatry. Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies, Institute for Social Research, just to name a few. So this death with dignity. Death with dignity. You mean suicide? To murder your children and give them drugs so they'll go ahead and murder themselves? Let's call it what it is. The death with dignity. There's no such thing. This is Satan's way of taking souls. Satan's way of tearing up families. There's no such thing as death with dignity. Sometimes you have, you know, a child that maybe, you know, that needs that help. That's the learning part of the family, to work with that child, to teach them humility, teach them love, teach them to care. It's part of their, maybe God put it that way. I can't answer for that. But dadgum sure is not about suicide. And they're fixing it where the parents can't say anything about it. Then they're going to give them psychotropic drugs with that lie about ADHD or whatever other reasons, so they can depopulate Club of Rome, Tavistock. You got it now? Y'all better follow up on that. That's how you fight it. You become knowledgeable of what's going on. And also connected to Tavistock is the ones over them is the Royal Institute for International Affairs, RIAA, which is equivalent to your Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. You can't get no closer. Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies, Aspen. Canada and Canada. You got one too. Canadian Institute for International Affairs. You got the Union of Concerned Scientists. Wonder how many of those they've murdered already. Now you see the scope of what I'm trying to tell you right here. I'm not going to continue with that. It goes more. I'm trying to get you all to see the scope of what you're dealing with. You need supernatural help. People need to band together and pray for the return of Jesus Christ to here. You know, it doesn't take much effort to bring up these methods and that's in vogue for achieving this end of New World Order, destruction of the family. It goes from advertising that fosters a standard of living that keeps both parents employed, out of home, and frivolous definitions of child abuse to justify the state's removal of the child from the home. What did Savelli, and then you had Hawkins, that pedophilia is okay. Mild pedophilia? What in the world? Mild pedophilia is okay. Predictive programming is what it is. You have child abuse and child neglect laws. Because they're undefined. They're the greatest danger to the family and most powerful laws in existence. Under the guise of protecting children. So they got to show you how children's rights are being abused. Either they make it up or they actually do it. And then they write about it. To justify the signing of that child international rights. The treaty overrides, as if you had one, it overrides the Constitution. The Constitution is non-existent. Now, you patriot groups better realize this. Because your politicians are lying out their teeth. They've taken a blood oath about telling the truth, is that they don't. And the Constitution was eliminated a long time ago, even as far back as 1860s. 1938 is rendered null and void by federal ruling in Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. They've been trying to subvert and contain the Constitution ever since. It's nothing but a piece of paper. It reflects God's laws. But it was never meant to be carried out. And hadn't been. and those that tried to do it were assassinated. Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. And you know, a skilled observer, you'll discover that public education policy is a major perpetrator in pitting the child and parent against one another. And the community school program, which the child lives at the school, will complete the termination of parental rights to any stay in the raising of our children. So globalism, humanism, socialism, feminism, illuminism, New Age, etc., are all the same animal, just different names, hit different groups. So let's focus on just one right now, and that's feminism. Their formula is you first create the problem, whether it's real or imaginary. Secondly, you advertise the problem or convince people that something must be done. They've already caused a problem anyway. And third, you provide your solution. And the result is a change brought about so things are your way. We're not talking Burger King either. Now, that being said, in feminism, the Rockefellers, actually, I think it'd be appropriate, and I don't agree with the interviewer, but the interview is pretty good. If I can find it here. This has popped in my head here. Now, there's an interview done where the Rockefellers and testimony confirm what feminism was all about and the purpose of feminism. Aaron Russo did an interview on a particular show. I don't promote the show at all, but the interview is what Aaron Russo says is right on target. He talks about exactly how feminism was actually designed and created and what it was used for. And it wasn't so women could have equal pay at all. Not by a stretch of imagination. It's about controlling the families as I've laid the groundwork thus far. Okay, stand by right here a second. All right, so here we go. I'll let you hear that interview when I find it here. About, here we go.
Well, one of the things they told me was that, he was at the house one night, and he would talk, and he started laughing. He said, "Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about?" And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, "I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know?" And he started to laugh. He said, "You're an idiot." And I said, "Why am I an idiot?" He said, "Let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all of the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation." He says, "And you want to know why?" He says, "There were two primary reasons." And they were, one reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it. I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're going to...
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the film.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No kidding.
So they funded it. Yeah, and of course it's divide and conquer.
Right,
and
of course.
What they do is they focus in, obviously, on real problems. Women were getting shafted in many ways, but the elite wasn't planning to help them. They were planning to really shaft them and take men away from them. Look at what they did with black families. You only had about 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago. In black communities, and now it's over 90%. And look at welfare. You were going to give you some money, but you can't have a man in the house.
Right.
And so that was further to degrade the family. Totally destroyed. And now illegitimacy is over 50% in the general population.
Right. Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money, so they make all the rules. You understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect. And the truth is, America has really become a socialist, communistic country. And everybody says it's a capitalistic country. It's not a capitalistic country. You know, how can it be capitalistic when you have a central bank? That's the first thing. It can't be. You know,
it's a planned economy.
It's a planned economy. It's a phony. If they want to create prosperity, they just print dollars. They just make dollars or put digits into the economy. And then now you have prosperity. You don't have real prosperity. You don't have real manufacturing. You just have money being injected in. It's an infusion of credit.
Which only makes the government go into more debt.
Okay. That's right there is exactly what happened. Now, how did the Rockefellers re-engineer this? How did they pull this off? Can it be outdone? Can it be changed? Only supernaturally. Feminism is a perfect example of how the Rockefellers cartel used this power of mass media to control society. They're Illuminati on the outside. They want you to know about the Rockefellers. Rothschilds, the Bundys, the Illuminati, the Reynolds family, the Collins, the 13, they want you to know that. Because they're going to lie to you and say that Illuminati's been destroyed. That's coming. That'll be a big lie. But they want you to know it now. So the word's coming out. But in the meantime, you have them have already completed, for example, the Rockefellers control public opinion through their financing, through their control of the media that goes back to 1921. The TV, the entertainment, all this is part of it. But they keep us all busy, you know, fantasy football. Now you get the idea? Fantasy football. What's all that about? So, what the Rockefellers did, very simply, is with the money they gained from control of the media, but the money they gained came from the death of our soldiers. They made $200 million in World War I over the death of our soldiers. They planned the wars anyway. Oh, yeah. I find that a horrid example. They're still there. This Illuminati still exists. And they planned all the wars since 1897 and even before. But with the money that they gained control of the media in 1921 through the Council of Foreign Relations off of J.P. Morgan, who controlled the media 1915 to 1921, when they bought out 25 of the major newspapers. 1921, the Council of Foreign Relations was formed by the Rockefellers. Then they took control of all the media. So with the money, the Rockefellers gained control of the media. And then when they had control of the media, this family gained control over public opinion. And when they gain control of public opinion, they gain control of politics. And with control of politics, they took control of the nation as directed by the Vatican and the Illuminati. You got it? Secret society is how they keep it secret. Well, there you go. Well, in about 40 plus short years, women have lost touch with their natural loving instincts by design. They let you know what a woman looks like with makeup and without makeup. Isn't it amazing? Yes, and the stuff they use for makeup. You're not good enough the way you are. So we got to paint you up, make you look prettier. Guys, you're fat and slobby. Don't you want to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, you can. Just send me $59.99, and you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. You see how we're manipulated all along? This is the sole and only purpose of it. Manipulation of our minds and our children's minds. So consequently, the family is put in disarray. Sexual depravity is rampant. Birth rates have plummeted. And they're using abortions for mass slaughter of children for supernatural reasons. That's the purpose of abortion, is witchcraft. Witchcraft, and just like the Mayans did. That is the only purpose for abortions, why they push it. You see, love for a woman is an instinctive act of self-sacrifice. She gives herself to her husband and children and fulfilled by seeing them thrive and receive their love and respect and gratitude back. Do you not remember, well, for you all, it's most of you maybe, I don't know. Oh, you go back in the Father Knows Best series. Can you imagine that today? Or you go back to Leave It to Beaver or Cheyenne, a man's a man, tell the truth and all that kind of thing. And then Beaver, go see your daddy on that. They play all the roles through the 1950s and 60s. Of the nuclear family. And this started changing. Three's crowd. Three's company or something. I don't know what. They have four old ladies living together. And you got, old Bundy. Oh, how about Bundy? Yeah, Bundy? Yeah, the Illuminati Bundy got in there. Corrupted families. You notice that? Notice how it changed it on the TV? Oh, it's funny, isn't it? Oh, it's funny. Then you got Sanford and Son. Then you got Archie Bunker. See how they manipulate you? This is the purpose of it. To bring those issues out in the public, to keep them alive, to keep us divided. That's purpose of Hollywood. Hook, line, and sneaker. You think that Dancing with the Stars is somebody just came from Timbuktu, Minnesota, and got to be a star? It's all scripted out. There are a bunch of liars on TV, man. It's all scripted. Perfectly. If I knew who's going to win. A woman makes a supreme sacrifice to only one man in a nuclear family who will cherish her and provide her for the family. See, the book, the Corinthians and other books that Paul wrote, protects the woman. But they try to get you to think that it subverts the woman. It does not. But they do. This is the essence of a heterosexual contract, marriage. But they try to control the marriage through a certificate, by the way. But they don't miss nothing, man. They don't miss a darn thing. As a matter of fact, what's that woman's name? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When I think of Ginsburg, I think of a knife. Anyway, inside joke. Ginsburg, and I'm not going to talk about the whole report, but submitted a report to the government, 1977. And this Ginsburg lady, she's like Brzezinski, man, just won't go away. She's hanging on there and hanging out like Queen Elizabeth II, man. Sometimes I wonder. Anyway, she submitted a report to the U.S. commissions on civil rights, and then using her previous court opinions. I'm going to focus on one of the issues she submitted. Well, actually two. Was the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. And this was to get the children out of the home. It's 1977. And then she said in her report, change the homestead law and provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as the husband and wife who do live together. Split the families and marriages up. That was the purpose of it. That's the sole purpose. And it's changing images of man. So, female power was in exchange for male power expressed as love. Sex is a symbol of the exclusive bond that's set up. Marriage and family may not be for everyone, but it's a natural path for most. Sex was created by God to multiply. And it just happens to be, it's kind of fun, right? But it's never meant to be fun in the first place. Only. It's only meant to reproduce the races. We're to love God and cherish Him. This is, goes beyond what I'm with y'all. You know, I understand, but I have to say what I have to say. I've been a sinner most of my life, and I'm not going to go into myself, but multiple marriages and all kinds of nonsense that I put up with myself and chase the same tree and whatever. You know, but I have to say what I got to say. And it, does it convict me? Absolutely. But I'm still going to say it. Sex is not for fun. Sex is not best friends with benefits or whatever. See, we got it all so downplayed. Between two men, that's what it is today, and two women, how they do that. Anyway, it sure solves a population problem, don't it? Also, it goes against God's laws by design. Feminism trained women to reject this model as an old-fashioned, oppressive, stereotyped, even though it reflects the natural instincts. Does it not? Now you will see. Now you understand, maybe. You probably still don't like me none. But I got to break this open. Now you see why the news and the sports events are putting women in NFL, putting women in mixed martial arts, putting women in driving cars. Everything that's usually male has now been, they've been bringing females in. Now, I don't care either way. It's not, I don't really, you know, if a woman wants to beat each other to death, man, go for it. It ain't my business anyway. But I'm telling you, the purpose of it, and the only purpose. Miss Kansas, I think it was, the first time, and they showed her tattoo. Tattoos are good, yeah? Huh? Your sports stars got the tattoos on their arms. They got tattoos here, got tattoos there. Everybody got a tattoo. You know why? Because the mark of the beast, the chip, will be a digital tattoo on the arm. So little Johnny can have a digital tattoo, his mark of the beast, on his arm of Spider-Man. There you go. Well, after all, you know, number 66 on Seahawks, he's got a tattoo. I can have a tattoo. You see how it works? They try it out with shoes. Man, they kill people for shoes. LeBron shoe, I'm just guessing. I don't know. You got a LeBron shoe, man, give him those darn shoes. I'm going to kill you. They will, too. Where have we gone now? Where's the parents? Where are these doggone teachers, these cowards, teachers that are not stopping the bullying in the schools? Where are they? They're allowing it to happen and looking the other way. Now you see how they set up the school system. And they control them because you don't want to lose your job. So they look the other way. Or, Miss Cock-a-doodle-doo is an Eastern Star. Struts around there. You mess up, you're going to get fired. And then the Mr. Cock-a-doodle-doo Freemason in the churches will watch that preacher and make sure he follows the 501c3 directive. And don't you be using that King James Bible now. You got to use the NIV, New American Standard Bible, those corrupted, nasty Bibles of Satan, not of God. King James, the only one of God. But y'all don't use it now. You're in the 501c3. We're going to tell on you if you do. Or get rid of you, pastor. And this is exactly what's done. This is what's going on today, right under your noses. So feminism, focusing back on feminism, has trained women to reject this model as an old-fashioned, oppressive stereotype. And they did this through the TV, soap operas, radio, movements to destroy the family. The alchemy, destroy the family, destroys the country. This is a strategy like a chess move. Men can no longer be trusted. They make sure of that by doing things to men that pulls them away from their standards and basis of being a man in a home. I didn't fulfill my obligations. Being married more than once, obviously I didn't. I'm a perpetrator of that. I have to say it because I don't want to seem like a bigot or a hypocrite or whatever. So I got to tell you, I fit in the same category. I was emotionally not there, but physically abusive. No, I hate bullies, man. That's my hot button is bullies. And someone physically abusing somebody that's not able to defend themselves, that's a bully in my sense. But I was a bully emotionally. So I can't justify that by no stretch of anybody's imagination. But I am going to expose it. And if it convicts me, it does, but I have to expose it. So here's an example. A researcher concluded that all men are unfaithful, abusive monsters, dishonest scumbags, or all the above. This is through the feminist movement. Women, on the other hand, were flinty achievers who triumphed despite the cavemen who want to keep them in their place. Ever heard that before? That's the mantras that they use. Women are victims by virtue of their sex. You're a victim because you're sex. And this researcher, Blythe, said the media send, I quote, one message loud and clear. Because we are women, we remain victims in our private lives, at work, and society as a whole. Thus, women must have a sense of grievance, entitlement, and rebellion. The same tactic was used to manipulate the Jews, blacks, workers, and gays. It works every single time. You subjugate the culture, whatever it is. Then you give them a movement, a religion, something to galvanize them, finally, because they get tired of being subjugated. They get courage, then, as a result of that movement, people come together. They tested each phase. How about that? And then you go for freedom. Yeah, all right. You understand how this is so designed? It's genius. But because we fall away from the biblical principles, it happens. Julius Caesar said it. It absolutely applies today. Quote, beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizens into a patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch, and the blood boils with hate, and the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizens. Rather, the citizens, infused with fear, blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this I have done, and I am Caesar, unquote. My patriotism goes to Jesus Christ. I'm done. Any questions? That's the trick, is to get us away from Jesus Christ. and back into what I'm telling you today to keep us all busy and tied up. The same tactic has been used for all the races. It's worked every time. Women, they say, should be selfish. Liberation and narcissism has emerged together. Blythe, the researcher, said that, quote, leisure now means time for yourself, spent alone or perhaps with one's girlfriends, but definitely without the spouse and kids. Endless articles that you'll find preach the new feminist gospel that indulging yourself is an important part of being a healthy and adjusted woman. Leave the family out. How about you men out there? Where are you going, honey? Where are you going? I'm going out with the boys. We're going bowling tonight. It's a boys' night out. Oh, okay. Martha, where are you going, honey? Well, I'm going out with the girls. We're going to quilt today. See, everybody's got the little thing going on. Where the families are separated and divided. And then the wife will say to old Cletus, Cletus, what y'all do at the lodge? I can't tell you. What do you mean you can't tell me, boy? I can't tell what I do at the lodge, at the Elks Lodge or the Mason Lodge. I can't tell you. It's a secret. Shh. The secret's so secret, it's a secret itself, so I can't talk anymore. What are you doing? You keep a secret away from your family? What do y'all do there at the lodge? I can't tell you. Well, they say, honey, I heard about the jester meeting. What's about that? Oh, he runs out of the house. Wow, I got to go to get some bread and eggs. You mentioned the jester meeting. He's out the house. Family, something's wrong with this picture. That you got to keep a secret from your family? Go out with the boys. What do your boys do out there? Now, for me personally, when I was a single guy and married guy, I never could understand going out with the guys. Boring, boring, boring. You know, I'd really go out by myself, just do whatever, the stupid things I did. But going out with the guys was boring, man. It's just ridiculous. That was just me. But everybody goes out with the boys. Everybody goes out with the girls. What about going out with the family? What about no secrets of the family? Oh, they've done a job on us, haven't they? Every family? No. But the majority that counts. What brings the family together? A praying family. And going back to the old way it's supposed to be done. Another mantra is sex is not reserved for love and marriage. You have Glamour, Cosmopolitan. They urge young women to put out on their first date. Ogle, O-G-L-E, means openly and be an athlete in bed. There's no discussion of marriage or family, and such women can't trust a man enough to surrender themselves in love. Don't trust a darn one of them. Martha said to Elmer, boy, you do that again, you better learn to toothpick sleep. Now, for a Southern boy, that's scary. You know what toothpick sleep is? You break a toothpick in half, and you stick it under your eyelid, so one eyelid will all stay open all through the night, because you don't want both eyes closed when Martha's mad at you. Yeah. Then you have these shows. I've already talked about that. You know, the self-fulfillment lies in career success, not husband and family, but your career. That's your success. The social rewards of holding down a job are critical to one's sense of dignity and self-worth. Now you have single women that have jobs that are, you know, you're not your 80,000, 100,000, whatever. They have to work two jobs to keep up a family. Or sometimes two jobs just for themselves. You don't have time to have a strong family structure that way. Men are led away from the old norms, so marriages and relationships don't work like they used to. Family, this is by design. You understand this? They've accomplished this with the feminist movement. Little by little, time after time. They have put this in our minds, destroyed the families. The alchemy helped destroy the nation. That started in 1945. That's my point. Is this is orchestrated. Aaron Prisley said family life was and always will be the foundation of any civilization. Destroy the family and you destroy the country. Unquote. E-R-I-N. Prisley. P-R-I-Z-Z-E-Y. I'm going to say that again. Family life was and always will be the foundation of any civilization. Destroy the family and you destroy the country. Unquote. That should be a massive impact right now. For families to march together, okay. For families to work together. To say, you know, we're tired of this. Turn off that dadgum TV over there, boy. Turn that. If you want to keep that video game, you better turn it off right now. When you go out to eat lunch, you're out to dinner as a family. I see kids out there stepping all over everything because they've got those computer things in their face. Bigger kid, bigger computer. Smaller kid, smaller computer. And you know what's actually done, literally? It's taken their peripheral vision, literally. And I've seen this happen. Your college students is taking their peripheral vision and reduced it down to the size of a monitor. Literally, on a day-to-day routine. That's significant. I mean, literally, they can't see outside the left and right. Now, self-defense and all this, that's important. I mean, it's physically. Their field of vision is reduced down to a monitor of awareness. You want a revolution? Revolt by bringing the families back together. You want a revolution? Find out who your congressmen are, Freemasons and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and so forth, and find out who's a Jesuit to get them out of there. You know, we all know that's not going to happen. You want a revolution? Close down the Council of Foreign Relations totally. They can find jobs somewhere. Everybody else is. They can too. They can find jobs somewhere. Hell, jobs for those, the Council of Foreign Relations, to find jobs for them now because you closed it down. You now know it's not going to happen. But that's the way it would be done. People are going about it the wrong way. They're fighting the symptoms as directed. The Council of Foreign Relations, made up of secret society members, including the Joint Chief of Staff who briefed them, is the enemy. As they are in Europe, they're Illuminati families, Illuminati organizations.
Oh. Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. Shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition, if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
Therein lies the danger. The enemy is the Council of Foreign Relations in America and the secret societies. The feminist movement, can it be turned around? Can you turn it back around? You know, modern feminism was never really a grassroots movement from a dissatisfied base of women. It was always painted to be. It was too well financed, and now you know it's financed by the Rockefellers. As the Rockefellers financed Occupy Wall Street. Gramsci talks about the marchers and the rebellious groups and marches are funded by the very people they're marching against. Do y'all get that? How do you like working for the very people you're marching against? How's that set with you? In every case, what do you think they're formed up for? It's too slick with its propaganda. Probably mostly telling of all suddenly ever present with positive portrayals in the news and media. So why would anyone want to encourage women to believe that spreading, well, opening themselves up for a sexual advance, we'll put it that way, mildly, from one sexual encounter to the next, would lead to feminine equality and enlightenment? I'm as guilty as anybody, but I am going to expose it. How would denegating men lead to happiness except in the most twisted ways possible? As time rolls on, the answer becomes painfully simple and sinister. By divide and conquer. United we stand with family, divided we fall without. Alienate the masses in order to manipulate and control them. That's what's being done through Tavistock, the Council of Foreign Relations, and these movements, feminist movement, and all these others. And the people involved in it are saying we're having freedom, yeah, but they're not realizing they're being used. So your feminism has been skillfully packaged to appeal to women's natural instincts for empathy. In the same way, anti-Semitism was used for singling out the Jews. It's exactly the same thing. They just use another group, family. Goodness gracious alive. The term Zionism, for example, was first introduced in 1893 by Nathan Birnbaum. But you see, Theodor Herzl was an Austrian Jew born to a prosperous, emancipated Budapest family, and he's recognized as the founder of the Zionist ideology. But it's really the Vatican. The Vatican created the religion of Islam in the 6th and 7th century and funded the invasion of northern Africa by the Muslims into Christians in the northern part of Africa. The Vatican murdered Christians, Serbian Christians, in 1941 to 43 at Camp Jasanovic. 750,000, family. And then you had 60,000 Jews. You had 26,000 gypsies killed in one concentration camp. This is all part of the same agenda. So, what he formed Zionism for, and it stated in his diary, the same thing for women. Quote, Herzl's diary. It is essential that the sufferings of Jews, sufferings of women, sufferings of blacks, sufferings of... You got the point? It's essential that the sufferings of Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppressions of the Jews, blacks, women, whatever. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends. From his diary, part 1, page 16. And you see, Benny Morris is an Israeli historian. He pretty much describes how Herzl foresaw how anti-Semitism could be harnessed, how feminism could be harnessed, how civil rights could be harnessed. Y'all getting it? For the realization of Zionism, realization of free blacks, realization of middle America white, realization of the women. All this is pre-planned at Tavistock, rolling through international affairs and the Council of Foreign Relations and the Freemasons, and doggone it, you know, they keep doing it every doggone generation. And you know that Herzl regarded Zionism, his triumph, as inevitable, not only because of life in Europe was ever more untenable for Jews, but also because it was Europe's interest to rid the Jews and relieved of anti-Semitism, or to bring in feminism to liberate the women so you'd destroy the family. You see how it works? They plan this stuff out. It's all designed. So we're back to feminism. Zionism, it doesn't make any difference. It's packaged up the same way. So a lot of us already know that feminism is an ever-present and powerful form of indoctrination and brainwashing, just like everything else is along the board. It's especially most ingrained when women themselves incorporate its destructive ideology in their very identities. But that was ingrained because women were put under subjugation by design. And you know, Gloria Steinem, CIA government operative of the feminist movement, exposed. Right there it is, you see. Now, I'll be talking about this more tomorrow, too. Because from feminism, it just spreads out like a spider web to everything else. As an example, that's why I'm... So feminism is not just about feminism. It's about everything else these people set up. You got to know how they're set up to take them down. But there's no taking them down. It's praying that Jesus Christ comes back in his time. But you pray for that and slow them down. But know who the enemy really is. It's your secret societies. So if you start getting out of the secret societies and exposing it, well, I took a blood oath, I can't do that. Wrong. All you got to do is renounce the blood oath, ask for forgiveness of the Father, Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, you ask for forgiveness of that, saying that blood oath, and get out of it. God will forgive you of that sin of taking a blood oath against God. And you're not obligated to that blood oath at all. Once you renounce it, once you call it for what it really is, and you live right, it'll take a burden off you you can't imagine. Matthew 12, 36, 37, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For thou, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now you go with your Masonic Bible and you look up Matthew 12, 36, 37. Oh, those are just idle words. That doesn't mean anything. Really? What Bible are they using? What part of it they cut out? They'll tell you it's just symbolic. Family, you guys out there in Freemasons, how do you like being lied to? I don't like it at all. The Bible teaches that every idle word that you shall speak shall give account for in the day of judgment. When you say that you're going to cut your throat from ear to ear, have your tongue torn out by the roots, that's the first degree. Your breast torn open, your heart plucked out, second degree, and your body severed in twain, my bowels taken from thence and burned to ashes, third degree. If should I ever knowingly violate this solemn obligation as an entered apprentice, mason, or fellow craft mason, or master mason? That's a really short version of it. That's just the first 3 degrees. They're heinous oaths. That's why they keep them secret from the family. They're all like that. At the 33rd degree, it's even worse. The royal secret, I've talked about many times before. All this is to take us down. And they're going to target the Freemasons. And you Freemasons don't know that yet. Well, I'm at the end of the program. Let y'all know, y'all, tonight, 9 o'clock, I have a broadcast. Blog Talk Radio, Watchmen for Jesus on Blog Talk Radio, Revelation Radio Network, 9 to 11. And it also is playing on my station now. I mean, it'll be playing on my, that was awkward. It'll be playing on my station at 9 to 11 as well as the Blog Talk. The Blog Talk has chat. Mine don't have chat, but I just talk on it. You can hear me. And it's a broadcast, just like now. I'll talk about something different tonight, more or less. But and then we're played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net, up in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, by highportradio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays our shows and Bible studies randomly. And my website is watchmenforjesus.com. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk more about this, but I'm going to hit some more details in methodology of the Illuminati. And once you know their steps, you know what to do. But it is supernatural, whatever it is. It's all supernatural. It's the only way to do it. They're coming to change here shortly. They got something planned. But family, I don't concern myself with it because nobody knows what it is anyway. And they don't know, but they're getting closer to hell when they carry it through. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. When he comes back, before he comes back, there will be judgment upon this evil earth. And they will become benevolent. From Jerusalem, when Jesus Christ takes the throne. Whose side you on? Because this world has nothing to offer. But Jesus Christ has eternal life to offer. By accepting him as your Savior, renouncing of sins, and living a good life. And keeping him on the forefront. No preacher, no pastor, no rabbi, no ribbi, no priest, no pope, no politician, nobody but Jesus. His only true word with evidence that they cannot refute and never have and never will until disclosure and the falling away is a King James Bible. That's your only true word you're going to get. No other Bible, no other book has that true word of God in it. Y'all have a good night. And God bless. And this is your watchman signing off.
Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.